So everybody's been complaining about the fact that there have been no quote-unquote cures with embryonic stem cells, pluripotent stem cells. And that's still the case. But Geron has really been bold in this area, and they've initiated a clinical trial. It's approved by the FDA. They've been transplanting cells derived from embryonic stem cells, these cells called glial cells, to the spinal cords of people who have been recently injured and are paralyzed. There was a report in the newspaper, I believe, about 2 weeks ago. A young man in Alabama revealed that he had received this transplant, and he's quite excited about it. In fact, he's already talking about regaining some feeling in his legs. Now, I don't think we should get too excited about this yet, because people often recover somewhat on their own, and his recovery may have nothing to do with the cells. But this is a safety trial, so I think the fact that he feels fine, except for being paralyzed, is really a good sign.
Up until now, most of the research has been in basic research, right?
Yes, CIRM has been trying very hard to fund translational research, which is the bridge between basic research and clinical research. So they're edging forward into clinical applications.
And Geron's work specifically is, maybe you could just talk about a little bit more.
Geron is the first company, and actually the first entity of any kind, that has obtained FDA approval for clinical use of embryonic stem cells. Those are the cells that are derived from discarded embryos from in vitro fertilization clinics. They started the process of including the basic research very early on. It's probably been, my guess would be about 9 years. And then they spent several years in dealing with the FDA's requirements to make sure that these cells would be safe. So they had a very, very long haul, and I really admire the people there who have essentially blaze the path for the rest of us who would like to see that our discoveries are translated to the clinic. And I know that Geron has other treatments in the pipeline. The spinal cord injury was really just an accident of the basic research having been completed early on. But they also have projects I know of in diabetes and heart disease, and those are in the research and translational animal testing stages. So Geron is the most organized of all the groups that has gone from the very beginning to to actually putting cells in patients.
And what are the practical applications, or at least the hopes for spinal cord injury trials?
The first trial, this is a phase one trial, so the only outcome that's important is to show that these cells are safe. And that means they don't escape from the place where they're transplanted and form tumors or cause some other damage that harms the patient more than helps them. That's the key issue with a phase one trial. It's possible that the patients who are transplanted in the first phase may also get some benefit. So they're looking for what's called efficacy, which is the effectiveness of the treatment, although it isn't required for them to move on and bring in more patients. So this is just the first phase. There'll be a second phase and then finally a third phase. In general, in clinical trials, before this becomes a general purpose therapy.
What do the second and third phases consist of?
The second phase is a small group testing for efficacy. So the idea in this case is now that you've shown the cells are safe, the question you can ask is, do the cells actually help the patients? So if they show that they at least show in the phase two, they show additional safety outcomes and then also some efficacy. Then they can launch the phase three. The phase three, I think, is what people really think of when they think of a clinical trial. There's a larger number of patients, a greater variety of patients, and the idea is to find out what sort of dosage and what sort of percentage, what under what circumstances are people helped. And then if they have positive results from the third phase, then they will, then presumably they will market the therapy and make it available to everybody.
And this is still a long process, right?
Definitely, it's a long process. And we don't know exactly how long it is because this has never been done before. This kind of cell therapy has no precedent. So it will probably be my guess, and the Geron people would probably give you a more accurate estimate. My guess would be that it would be another 2 years before they launch into their phase two trials, and then probably another five before phase three if everything goes well. So this is a very painstaking, slow process, but these people are the pioneers, and that means that if every step they take, we can follow. So other cell therapies, for example, for ALS, for Lou Gehrig's disease, or for Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease or diabetes, anyone who is planning a trial in any of those areas can learn from what Geron has experienced from the FDA, and they'll save a lot of time.